This podcast is specially for the office ladies. Office ladies can work for you, and if you really are wasting too much of your time, let's be clear, your life is unproductive because your life is in unproductive meetings. You have got a toxic job. More teams are learning to run consistently high-performing meetings every day. If your team isn't one of them, and if your leaders are unwilling to even try, you are working for a company that does not have your interest in mind. Take advantage of the tight labor market and do what so many others are doing. Go to work out. Not the office work, however, the physical work. There are many sessions, many classes out there. Just spare some time, which is not a challenge, with a team that runs meetings worthy of your time. During office hours, you can spare some time and go out, or if you have an office gym, well and good, join. In other words, give less to the food items that are not good. You are eating a lot of junk. Think it this way. Should you be deferring taxes today to pay taxes at a future rate? Or should you pay the taxes today so you can access them tax-free in the future? Same ideology is for the food. If you compensate with the food habits today, then only you can make your life disease-free. Which reminds me, taxes can be frustrating, but it is worth the effort to try and take a more active role and work on creating a tax plan. Same is for the food habits, for the exercise, for fitness. We got to be focusing on ourselves rather than thinking about a lot of workload, pending works. That isn't fair. Some foods that make you disease-free is simply a glass of milk. And we avoid it. We go for the junks. Milk has got it. It is rich in branched-chain amino acids, which play a huge role in muscle growth and maintenance. It is important that you engage in regular physical exercise, as well as eat a healthy diet that should also include this life-saving drink. Why a tequila shot? Why not a milk shot? People work, save, and invest. Again, people just work, save, and invest. The chain goes on and on and on. And people want to just live comfortably. And milk is the comfort diet. For other office ladies, this homemade drink boosts the metabolism and speeds up the weight loss process, and you become healthy for your family, for kids, and includes just two ingredients, powdered cinnamon and honey. Just do it. You love it. Go out and work for the self-satisfaction so that tomorrow when you are working again, you're smiling, feeling healthy, feeling happier for yourself and for the family. So, here we are, office ladies, to help each other. Take care of your good health. How to avoid stress. Stress is something that challenges us and helps us grow at a reasonable level. But when stress gets too high, it causes us to be unhappy, and sometimes we feel ourselves to be unhealthy. So we got to consider what is it that's making us stressful. Sometimes overburden of household work makes us so, because we don't try to share the office or the work or the house loads that we have. Like, you can have a maid when you're doing so many things, cooking, cleaning, or doing something else, and you can just hire somebody to do that. If you are doing a lot of office work, well, that cannot be shared because that's been given to you. But there are some tricks that you can follow. Do one thing at a time. Yes, this is the simplest and best way to start reducing your stress. And you can start today, right now. Just do one thing at a time. Focus as much as possible on doing one thing at a time. Clear your desk of distractions. Pick something to work on. Need to write a report? Do only that. Remove distractions such as phones and email notifications while you're working on that report. If you're going to do email to somebody, do that only. Just focus on one thing. Learn to say no to the things which you don't want to focus on right now. I don't want to do this particular thing. Yes, say to yourself and follow. And slowly, get out of commitments that aren't beneficial to you. Schedule only a few important things each day. Get out of meetings when they are not absolutely essential. Leave room for downtime and just make some enjoyment. Yes, you heard it. It's very important to leave a particular room or a space when we feel like, oh, this is too much of workload. I just want to go out and have some fresh air. So make such plans. Some people like to meditate or take a nature walk. Like, find your calming activity and try to do it each day. Sometimes lethargy also makes us stressful. If we are eating, watching TV, and not doing any physical activity, then you are a lethargic. Therefore, start making some activity your daily habit. We are all good at something, whether it's cooking, singing, doing puzzles, or being a friend. Get creative. Throwing yourself into a creative activity is another great way to de-stress and to prevent stress. I like writing, but others like to paint or play some music or just sketch or something else, or do interior designing or build things. Okay, this one is my favorite. I like to take 20-30 minutes and just go through a room, getting rid of stuff we don't use. Make house clutter-free to take unnecessary stress off. When you are less stressful, naturally all members and family get inspired by the energy or the vibe that you create. And you'll see that even kids like to follow the good things that parents do. Which then gets into a daily habit. Like, if you try to do something and then others follow and they also look like help you in some sort of things where you feel overburdened, and that's a happy moment. Just what could be the best thing? Together, we tend to enjoy doing the things we are good at, which can help boost the mood. Feel motivated all the time. Motivation can have many sources, and often people have multiple motives for engaging in any one behavior. Motivation might be extrinsic, whereby a person is inspired by outside forces, other people, or events that transpire. Motivation can also be intrinsic, whereby the inspiration comes from within a person, the desire to improve at a certain behavior. So build positive relationships. So if you find certain people tend to bring you down, try to spend less time with them, or just tell them how you feel about their words or actions, as verbal communication is a human behavior which animals don't have. Still a bit introvert in speaking the inner thoughts? Write the feelings an email or send a letter to that person who's hurting your emotions with bad vibes or with negative comments. Seek out relationships with people. People with low self-esteem often feel they have to say yes to others, even when they don't really want to. So again, learn to say no to that person. Denying an individual or a thought becomes important if you are in stress. And if you don't say no to them, you tend to become overburdened or resentful, angry and depressed. Why do you take all these things on yourself? For the most part, saying no doesn't upset relationships. They build relations. Yeah. This one friend of mine, she always tells me that, yeah, I don't want to talk to you this time. Sure, we're going to talk next time because I'm busy, I'm doing blah, blah, I'm just working on my presentations. I don't mind. I love her for that because she's telling me the truth. If she's my good friend, she's going to tell me what she feels about herself, right? So we're going to be saying no, and we don't have to take these things offensively. Set yourself a goal, such as joining an exercise class, yoga or Zumba or kickboxing, anything which attracts you. Ever since we were kids, our mind was programmed like to listen to instructions. And we used to listen to so many things from parents, from teachers and so on. As adults, we get into this false ego that I am the doer. So we start giving orders and avoid instructions. So do reverse psychology, like start taking instructions. In other words, join gym or dance classes, not online, but in real. Because when you meet like-minded people, you get that, thing in you, a dopamine rush, and you just feel like doing your best. Interaction is a very, very important. So these activities improves the communication skills and makes you comfortable with rapidly changing environments. And yes, don't wait for perfection. Avoid lethargy and start enjoying life. Your real joy of achievement doesn't come from what you achieve, but from your efforts in trying to achieve them. So there are many de-stressing methods, not getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night can negatively impact you, which impacts memory and judgment. And a high stress level can, in turn, affect your sleep. And the vicious cycle continues. Wind down properly at night to ensure you set a proper night's sleep. Don't have alcohol or caffeine 2 hours before bed. Keep electronic devices away and just take a nap. Another effective way of tackling stress is writing down all the thoughts that you have in your mind. Writing down all the thoughts which you have in your mind makes you less stressful, because when you keep writing things and you analyze that, oh, I have written something, what does it mean? And then you continuously write about a certain thing, a pattern, and you understand there's something that's bugging me a lot. Then you can think about those things and either talk to somebody about things that are bothering you. So just start with this thing. Keep writing the things that are not so good. Again, pamper yourself. If you have paid time off from work, take it. A good boss will understand that you need time to decompress, relax, and put your feet up every once in a while. Also, do some stretch exercises. Get up and do the stretch exercises. Sit down, do your work, email and chatting and the things that you do. And spend some time and on the penny, like take a bubble bath, like, or a massage, or come on. Don't be penny-wise, pound foolish. Book yourself a spa date, get a pedicure. Go for a walk, read a book, or sip on some herbal tea. Whatever helps you to de-stress. Another effective way of tackling stress is writing things that we have done from today till another week and a month. Just keep writing the things and again see the patterns where you're feeling distressed. Laughter. Join a laughter club. Or else you can do another thing. Watch some sitcoms. Watch some movies, funny movies, or just sitcoms and feel that happiness. Laughter works wonders and is the best medicine. So learn to enjoy conversations and smile, as it can be the best psychological tools to less stress and a lot productive life. These are the points that you should keep considering whenever you feel stressful. Enjoy life.